Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC. 1972, group Apollo 100, name of the tune, Simply Joy. And before that, Tony Bennett and The Way You Look Tonight. 9:30, good morning, breakfast radio for this Wednesday morning. The day after the way they looked last night on television, Dancing with the Stars. A new couple now has the Dancing with the Stars Mirror Ball Trophy. On last night's fourth season finale of the ABC reality show, host Tom Bergeron presented the prize to the winners.
I give you Apollo and Julianne, the new champions of Dancing with the Stars.
The victory gave Olympian Apollo Anton Ono one more reason to celebrate. He also turned 25 yesterday. So the birthday boy celebrating. And on the telephone lines this morning, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker with us again here to wrap up the season of Dancing with the Stars. And I guess the boy was out partying last night, huh?
Yes. Good morning, Jim. How
good morning.
Are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Yeah, they actually were on one of the morning shows, and it was pretty apparent when they all danced who had been partying. And you got to see the real mistakes in the routines that we never saw in the show.
Yeah. But he did well, and throughout the competition, Apollo was among those receiving, you know, the highest marks and the first dancer to earn a perfect score from the judges. And he did pretty good. Now, it could have gone either way last night between him and Joey. I guess it was really up to the audience.
I think really it was a matter of Apollo and Julianne actually appealing to a larger demo because they appealed to a younger crowd as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey being a little bit older, I think he had a different demo and did not appeal as much to the younger. I think he had, of course, years ago being with NSYNC, but right now I think he just missed that mark. I really think they were both wonderful. Apollo had his athletic ability, of course, and their true champion. He's used to competition. The athletes tend to do well, if you're noticing, because they're absolutely used to the pressure. They're also used to their faces and their own personalities being out there and being on. The thing about Joey is, I have to say, I truly was rooting for Joey because he had such a showman quality.
He does.
He's such a showman. He's great on stage. He brings his all every single time. Apollo did a great job. He's just more the strategist and athletic, you know, mindset. He didn't have the showmanship quality I didn't feel that Joey had, but his dancing was extraordinary. He and Julianne did some dances, their Paso Doble in particular, that just blew me away. Beautiful symmetry, beautiful lines. He's an extraordinary young man, and he seems to be a quality young man, so it's great to have such a nice person win.
Yeah, Joey, like you said, is an entertainer.
Yes.
Apollo is a competitor.
Absolutely.
So a bit of a difference there, but still both very good at what they did. And Joey did a great job, too.
Oh, he did a beautiful job. And I actually, if I were judging it, I would have preferred his freestyle over Apollo's. Apollo's freestyle was very predictable.
Yeah.
It wasn't the closed dancing that I think they excelled at. I know they wanted to show variety. It was young and predictable, creative, yes. Joey's, though, was very, very flashy. I loved it. I thought it was real disco and fun, I just thought he showed his side of being a showman beautifully.
It was Donna Summer, Last Dance. You can't go
Absolutely.
Wrong with that.
Absolutely. You can't, because it was the last dance.
Yeah, that's right. And Layla came in third, but Layla did incredible this season as well, especially what you were telling me before we went on the air about some conditions she's been training under.
I really respect her greatly, and one of the things that I found out just this morning, actually, was that she has been suffering through this whole season of Dancing with the Stars with both knees needing surgery. She has no cartilage or messed up cartilage or worn out cartilage in both knees and has been wearing braces on those knees in practices. And she was actually told by her doctors not to overstress them, which, gee, this wasn't the job to take them.
And you know something about that, too.
I know a lot about it. I'm actually recovering from a knee surgery as well, and it's a cartilage issue as well. Anything that you do, it's not just dancing, but any sport that you do for a number of years is going to wear out those joints, and thank goodness they're making it a little easier and easier to go in and get replacements and
this
fixes
is true.
For it.
This is true, but Layla did look good and very impressive too as well.
She absolutely did. I guess she's scheduled for surgery on those knees, and you know, if I were her, I think this is a great way to kind of change up what she does and be seen in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
She's got shoulders that she's worn out, knees and back, and I'm sure her wrists from all the boxing, and so this was a wonderful break for her. It was a beautiful creative side that we got to see.
Well, it was an entertaining season. Kind of sad to see it come to an end.
Most definitely.
Because I was enjoying it. It was really a lot of fun.
Lots of fun. I think this season really, you know, pushed the bar a little higher. each season we tend to have talent that comes out and just impresses us more and more and more. And that makes the pros, the dance pros, work harder and harder to impress us with choreography. I have to say Julianne has an amazing career ahead of her. At the
she
age
does.
Of 10 years old, she moved to England to train. And she has been training all those years, gee, 9 of them now. She's only, 18, I think.
18 or 19, yeah.
Yeah, she's an amazing, talented young lady. I hope she shepherds her resources so she can have a long career in dance. She's really gifted, great choreography. So I was really pleased for both of them.
Well, I'm sure they'll be back in the fall with another episode of Dancing with the Stars, because it's still a big ratings success for the folks over at ABC. And, of course, when that happens, we'll have you back as well.
But Absolutely. In
the meantime, if you want to learn to dance like one of the stars, you got to get in touch with you, right?
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Well, I love to teach people to dance. It is one of my passions. And if anybody would like to learn, all they need to do is contact me, and we'll tailor a program to get them out there and enjoying and feeling like a star.
And how do they get a hold of you again?
They can reach me at the website, jeannietucker.com. That's JeannieTucker.com, or at 991-0133.
All right. Well, thank you much. Thank you for the input this season, and we will talk to you soon.
It's been a pleasure, Jim. Thank you so much.